We have been, for a long, long time, the victims of illusion. Western civilization, Stephen Dedalus was right. History is a nightmare from which one must awaken, quite literally. I mean, we have been blind to what we have been doing. We are blind at this moment to what we are doing. If in a single moment the actual nature of our predicament were to fully make itself felt in the mind of any one of us, I think it would be paralyzing. It would be horrifying. We have waited till the last moment of the last hour. The house is burning down around us, and we rouse ourselves from the stupor of materialism, the stupor of Christianity and scientism, the stupor of male dominance, sexism and racism. If we don't rouse ourselves from this stupor, the momentum toward extinction is now practically irreversible. You know, the Grateful Dead like to sing that song, "We need a miracle every day." We certainly do. Because so then that brings me back to my original point that the moment that outside the ven of culture lies an unmapped terra incognito, as vast as the New World was to the old in the 15th century, as vast as outer space appears to us now. The New World outside of culture is a world that can be conquered through vision and language. And, you know, many of you have sat through my recitations of what it's like to smoke DMT. Many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with the medieval woodcut of the guy sticking his head through the cogs and wheels of the cosmic machinery to observe a new world outside. The message here is, and it's more than a message. It's a message if you just come to events like this and then go back to studying cost accounting. It's an experience, if you will, but avail yourselves of these tools. The experiences of the discovery of a new world as real as any world that we know. It's not going to come from Time magazine or the Secretary General of the United Nations or anybody like that. It isn't that the world is tired and played out and that all frontiers have been explored. Every culture could support that viewpoint within certain classes and in certain situations. But in fact, it has never been true, and it isn't true now. We are monkeys, and monkeys love a hell of a good fight. And we have a hell of a fight bearing down on us because we have to clean up the mess. We're not going to go silently into the gentle night of extinction. It's just not going to happen that way. Creativity is going to be unleashed. Struggle is going to be an unavoidable part of trying to steer this battleship away from the cataracts of history in which we are now caught. I believe that there is a tremendous obligation upon the privileged classes of the high-tech industrial democracies, and I dare say that includes everyone in this room, a tremendous obligation to attempt to deconstruct the bomb that we have inherited. And that is literally our situation. The gift from the past, from the 19th century, from the 1940s, from the psychology of Nixon and Johnson and that crowd, is a ticking bomb, except that it's a planet. And it's the greatest challenge to intelligence that intelligence has ever faced. And yet it's precisely the kind of challenge that intelligence should be able to meet, because what it requires is large-scale strategic planning, implementation of visionary responses. It is not incremental. It's sudden, complete, and dramatic. And I really believe that there will only be one chance. You know, we are circling the runway of post-history, and the engines are running low, and there is one approach, and then, you know, if you miss that approach, you're into the drink.